brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just an incredibly astute, intelligent, piercing intellect individual joining us, Webster Griffin Tarpley, historian, investigative journalist, iconoclast, author, joining us coming up here in just a few minutes. I got a lot of news about government-sponsored propaganda here domestically. I don't think people realize the true scope. It isn't just Armstrong Williams, boys and girls. It is massive. And it goes to the heart of this society going from a free society to a high-tech police state. I mean, you better know America's always bigger and better. If we have a police state, it ain't going to be pretty, and you can see it forming right now. So that's coming up. Let's get a few of these great calls out of the way right now. I've been holding patiently. Alan in Connecticut, welcome, sir.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I had a question I wanted to ask you. I just finished reading Webster Tarpley's book about 9/11.
Synthetic Terror.
Yeah, great book.
We carry it, by the way, now in the bookstore. But go ahead.
I'm glad he's on the show today. In the back, he was talking about Iran, and I know you and George Norrie were getting into it last week. And in it, he was saying how he has heard that there are quite a few generals now that really don't want to seek a war with Iran because of how much bigger it is than Iraq and how much more they have to lose.
Population's, what, four times?
Oh, it's insane. And I was wondering, in your opinion, from what you've heard, do you feel that they're starting to develop this split inside the Pentagon and DOD with some of these generals starting to wake up about the New World Order?
You know what? That is an absolutely wonderful question for Webster. I have my answer, but I want you to be able to get his first. I'm sure it'll be the same as mine because we see the same data, but are very similar. So I will bring that up. In fact, I wrote that Iran split. I have that as a note right here for Webster coming up. Anything else?
Yeah, thank you about that. And just one more thing quick. You know, my grandfather was in World War II. And I always remember him telling me, you know, look, no matter how much we hated the Nazis and the Japanese, we had to know the laws of the Geneva Convention, we had to be able to recite them and follow them, or we would face the same fate as the Nazis. And he always told me, he said it was very important. You know, you didn't go around torturing people as much as you hated them.
Hey, Germans had a very low crime rate. They were good family people. They were some of the most straight-laced people in Europe, and they turned into pig demons. And, I mean, that's what happens. And look at us. I mean, the Nazis didn't write memos saying we can torture kids in front of their parents. They just did it. Only America in modern history. I mean, chief counsel in the White House, John Yoo, is it's off the charts.
And I'll tell you, it's kind of like a guy going into a fight with brass knuckles, you know, because he can't win, so he kind of has to cheat. You know, I think America is no longer the superpower, and we know that our economy is crumbled. Our dollar's not worth anything. We're about a week away from the total disaster, so we're taking cheap shots to try and get a little edge in, and it's really not even working.
I hear you. Interesting points. I'll comment more on your great question after the break. Thank you. Let's go to Bob in Texas. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You're talking about the foreign troops on American soil in New Orleans. Did you get that Newsweek photocopy I sent you?
Yes, I did. It was a Chinese communist driver in the car from Newsweek with Bush. It never ends.
All right. Well, that was all.
It sounds like freedom. I mean, what's wrong with communist Chinese?
I don't know, but I don't want to be a sushi dish, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's in some of my films. It's in films, Police State 3 Total Enslavement or Road to Tyranny. Our government signed the deals to, quote, use Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists in America. I mean, there are signed deals to bring in Czech and Dutch and British and Aussie and Czech Republic troops into America. I mean, this is public. I've been to the urban warfare drills. This isn't for Macedonia or Somalia. But, I mean, foreign troops are here to help. I mean, look at England. They're going to have German troops at the World Cup. Anything else?
That's all. Take care.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, no matter how crazy it sounds, it's a reality. Because foreign troops will follow orders. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Webster Griffin Tarpley, historian, iconoclast, investigative journalist, author, will be with us for the next hour and 52 minutes until this broadcast elapses. It is the 30th day of January 2006. Hard to believe that this first month of 2006 has almost elapsed. Let me just read his bio, because he's just a great guy. Webster Griffin Tarpley is the author and critic of what he calls the Anglo-American Oligarch Empire. That's what they call themselves, by the way. He maintains that 9/11 was a U.S. government conspiracy. Webster Griffin Tarpley is an activist and historian best known for his George Bush, The Unauthorized Biography, 1992, which has become an underground classic on the internet at tarpley.net, T-A-R-P-L-E-Y. Of course, .net, you can buy copies there as well, but he put it out for free because he loves freedom. He co-authored American Leviathan, Administrative Fascism Under the Bush Regime in 91, which identified many tentacles and tendencies which have become prominent today. And, of course, he exposes the Democrats as owned by the same oligarchs. And it just goes on and on. I mean, he's been writing for decades, as far back as 1978, about government-sponsored terrorism. He helped expose what happened with Project Gladio long before it was declassified. It's now declassified, admitted that our government carried out over 130 bombings, including blowing up school buses full of children all over Europe, the Bologna bombing of 1980 as well, to blame it on leftists. And, of course, Against Oligarchy, a collection of Tarpley essays and speeches appeared on the Internet in 96. His new book, which we are carrying, we just got 300 of them in. You've got to get this book. I read it months ago. It's very, very impressive. 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA.
And it is such an important book for you to get available up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. You know, Webster, time always gets away from us. We're both on the same page. We just follow the facts, and that's why it leads us to the exact same place. We know that it is the Dutch and British and Germanic royal families that own the Rothschilds and others like chump change in their pockets. It's publicly available knowledge. They own the controlling interest in the defense contractors, biotech, big pharma, in the oil companies, in the shipping companies. They are now owning the big toll roads and they're buying up our land. And they are a bunch of Malthusian social Darwinists who openly say they want to reduce our population. I want to go into, my friend, who they are, the evidence that's publicly available, and then I want to just get into some of the topical news of the day and get your learned take on it, and then I want to get into 9/11 itself. But first off, thank you for joining us, my friend.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
You bet. Well, it's great to be carrying your new, because it's the second edition. It's been out for about a year. The second edition, even more beefy, so powerful. Synthetic terror, though. I mean, synthetic means man-made. No naturally occurring ingredients. It is created at the molecular level, and this truly is synthetic terror, is it not?
Yes, I think it's synthetic in two ways. I say it's synthetic because, first of all, it's artificial. It's not sociologically created. In other words, it's not the direct product of political conditions in the world.
Bad it doesn't come are. From a grassroots organic
No. Base. It comes through the intervention of intelligence agencies. Without intelligence agencies, secret services, what have you, you generally do not have 95% of the international terrorism, and anything spectacular, anything on the scale of 9/11 is absolutely dependent on the intelligence agencies. This was pointed out by my friend General Ivashov of Russia, in an essay that he sent out. It happened to get my picture on it in the last couple of weeks. I was talking to Jack Blood about it last week. The other thing about synthetic is it brings together disparate elements, different ingredients, different components, and that would be the moles, right? We have to have people in the government who are loyal to that private network of oligarchs, aristocrats, bankers, finance oligarchs that you're just mentioning. You've got to have your patsies. You've got to have the Attas, the Bin Ladens, and so forth, who really could not exist without the support of intelligence agencies.
Ayatollah Khomeini's.
Yes, of course, they have to be assisted. But at the level of these the terror operatives per se, I think they're even more dependent. They couldn't get through the day. I think that's where Able Danger, by the way, comes in. Able Danger is the case officers for these people. And then you've got your trained professionals. You've got the people who actually do have the ability to bring about these events, be it the Kennedy assassination or 9/11. And those are people that you hear very little about because they're not ideologues. They don't come forward to talk in public. They simply do their deadly work and disappear.
And a lot of times they end up being presidents. I mean, a lot of the people we see as committee chairmen and presidents are actual hitmen. I mean, they are actual guys who've done it.
Well, you can certainly say, I could name a couple on the mole level. I mean, if you look at Senator Spector in the Senate there, remember, he's the author of the magic bullet theory from the Kennedy assassination.
Or George H.W. Bush, clearly involved in the Kennedy op and photographed on the ground in Big D. And
clearly. So there we go. So that's a way to get promoted. Or you can also say that General Shoemaker, or Schoemaker, I think he likes to call himself, he's now the head of the army.
Did the wet work in Waco.
Yes, some of that. And basically when you have something like September 11th taking place, you see who gets promoted after that, and then you get a clue as to who's doing
the NORAD general. The NORAD general in control. He suddenly is catapulted to chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yes. So you have you basically have this pattern of people being rewarded, and I think that's what I mean by synthetic terror. My definition of terrorism is false flag, state sponsored terrorism, and the thing that makes my second edition different from the first edition is during the course of 2005, because of information that's come into the public domain, it's easier now, it's more possible to identify the specific military drills that were used to conduit the 9/11 operations. In other words, if you say planes crashing into buildings, well, we know that's the National Reconnaissance Office in Chantilly, Virginia. That drill was going on that day. If you say cruise missile hits Pentagon, you can now immediately relate that to the Amalgam Virgo 01, Amalgam Virgo 02.
And they were having that exact drill, exact same time, just by accident.
There were 15-plus drills. Now, it depends on how you count them. Amalgam Virgo had been a little bit beforehand, but...
But four drills that morning that matched the exact targets and times.
More. More in the sense of... there's a whole series of drills. There's the Northern Vigilance, Northern Guardian... Vigilant Guardian, Vigilant Warrior.
And I want listeners to get something. Drills of hijacked jets flying to the World Trade Center at Pentagon going on that day at the exact same time. I mean, come on, boys and girls. I mean, the chances of that are just off the charts.
You've also got other, well, some of these are real operations. The jets that should have been defending New York and Washington were either in Alaska, Northern Canada, or Iceland. That was part of the Vigilant Guardian, Vigilant
Warrior. And we looked at that. It had been like 4 years since that area wasn't defended. Just magically, the exact day, the planes are never gone, but magically this day they are. Just hundreds of things perfectly happening right in place.
And then about one-third of the jets from Langley Air Force Base were actually in northern Iraq, running that illegal unilateral no-fly zone that had been imposed by the Bush administration, maintained by Clinton, and then maintained by Bush too. So you can see that the Iraq question was actually had a role in terms of where those jets were. And that was not a drill. That was a real operation with real bullets announced. So I think it's possible to identify those drills as the way that it was conduit. And I think
let me stop you there. On 7-7, we discovered, because they blurped it out on BBC, nobody paid attention, we picked up on it, exact drills, exact same in time and place, exact places that got hit, being run by the former spokesman for Scotland Yard with the government at the exact same places. The statistical chance of that, again, has 48-plus zeros on the end of it. It's always the same. Why do a drill, Webster? Well, I'll give my reasons. It's a cover. If any of your operatives get caught inside the compartmental governmental structure, oh, it's just a drill. Then it's also used as a way to have others stand down because you can tell them that it is a drill. Other reasons.
Well, I would say this, when you get to the level of 9/11, or perhaps what is being prepared today to prepare the attack on Iran, you're dealing with terror operations that are so ambitious, so widespread, that they require the use of government assets. So therefore you have the problem of this coterie of a cabal of treasonous coup d'etat officers and their associates. They need to run part of their activities through the government security and military bureaucracy. And how do they do that? And I think the way that they do it is to design a drill that mimics and resembles in just about every way the terrorist action that they wish to carry out. So that very small changes that can be made at the last minute by just a couple of rotten apples in the entire group can allow the terrorist action to take place. Just imagine this scene, right? The military operates based on need to know and compartmentalization.
And the people delivering, the special forces team is really delivering a real A-bomb to the Super Bowl instead of a dud. And then, of course, that special forces team, as they're extracted and flown back for debriefing, say at Fort Benning, Georgia, their plane goes down.
Yes, they liquidated. I think that's the fate of many participants in this. You've got to design it so that it's very close. And then you can make the changes at the last moment. That is, the drill ceases to be a drill, and the drill goes live. And when you read what these people write about their own drills, they always say, we want the maximum fidelity, we want it to resemble as much as possible a real terrorist event. Well, the maximum of fidelity is that it actually is real. But the closer they get to the real thing, the easier it is to go live with these small changes. And I think this is the basis for saying, as you're suggesting, especially now, this week, shut down these drills. We don't need them. They're expensive. Even if they go well, they cause destruction. They're dangerous. They cause traffic jams.
Well, on their surface, it's caused to create. It's used to cause fear in the population. To have reports about nukes going off is terrorism by its very nature. It's just a psychological lower level of terrorism, like fire in a theater.
Exactly.
Yeah, stay there, Webster. I want to get into all of this and talk about it. We're not saying this is going to happen this time. Also, it wears everybody down. All these drills create false chatter that then fills the surveillance nets, the NSA and other global scoops or nets, up with the false chatter that can then smokescreen a real op. That's another facet.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of...
We're going to be taking your calls later in this hour. We're going to get into some of the news headlines like U.S. plans to fight the net, revealed BBC. And it says they're going to engage in domestic propaganda here in America for our own good, of course. Having the Pentagon engage in propaganda, which they've always done, but now overtly, that's what freedom is. No, it's textbook tyranny. But Webster Tarpley, You know, we knew that back in the late 60s that the 1964 Gulf of Tonkin had been staged. That had been in major newspapers. And then a few years ago, right here in Austin, the Presidential Library, LBJ Library and Museum, released the tapes. We've aired them here on the show with McNamara. LBJ's at his ranch talking to McNamara at the Pentagon about how they staged it and how our ships really attacked them and how they were smart enough to not even shoot back, but how we were going to say they attacked us. And then 58,000 Americans and over a million Vietnamese died in a staged war just for profits. That's why they could have won the war in just a few weeks. They didn't want to. In Iraq, the Pentagon's own documents say 10, 20 years is what they want because of maximum profit. You see, having a civil war, having it go bad, they actually have an excuse to stay there and build permanent bases. We have that. We have Northwoods, where the U.S. government said we'll hijack jets by remote control, crash them, blame it on foreign enemies. We have the USS Liberty was a staged event. I mean, I've interviewed the admirals who got the call from LBJ saying, I want that ship going to the GD bottom to be blamed on Egypt. So we have our government working with Israel in that case. I mean, there are so many declassified, admitted examples. It's not like we're just saying these new events are elements in government. We have admitted I know you know this, but for some of the audience that may not know, understand, folks, it's like I'm reporting on George Washington or something. It's like I'm reporting on Martin Luther King giving a speech on the Mall in D.C. It's like I'm reporting on Christmas being a month ago. I mean, we're just reporting on admitted things like elephants being in Africa. It's not like we're stretching or trying to confirm something. Can you comment on that, Webster?
Well, I think we have to look at that record and take some conclusions for the immediate emergency. In other words, what you're pointing to, I agree with very strongly, that when terrorist events and war provocations, be they military provocations or terrorist provocations, occur, the first prime suspect is always the government involved. In other words, it's state-sponsored terrorism. You were mentioning the London 7th of July last year. They had prepared that at the distance of some months with top-off three, Atlantic Blue and Triple Play, with the U.S., Britain, and Canada being involved in those. Then on the day of, we had Peter Power and Visor Associates in those stations at the same time, more or less, and Scotland Yard knew all about it so that they could warn local dignitaries, including Netanyahu. So we have to draw some conclusions from this, though. We look at September 11th. I just wanted to mention Amalgam Virgo. Some of these things are newly assembled evidence. Amalgam Virgo for June 2002, so the one that was being prepared around the time of September 11th, had a Delta 757 with real Delta pilots, but passengers were going to be actors flying from Salt Lake City, Utah to Honolulu, Hawaii, saying, I am hijacked, and the hijackers were going to be FBI agents posing as terrorists. Now, remember, at the time of September 11th, it came out within about a week that Atta and the others had lived on U.S. military bases, had been trained on U.S. military bases.
Are you kidding? The dean of the Defense Language School, the dean of the most prestigious spy school for language and coding, went public and said, these are agents. I trained them.
Precisely. So here's the thing. I think when we look at that Able Danger group...
Hey, we're on the same page. These are government operatives who thought they were part of drills.
Able Danger is not a group that observes terrorist activity. Able Danger, in my book, is a group that observes as part of running. In other words, they're case officers. They're terrorist controllers. They're the... if you look at how the military runs these drills, you have Able Warrior is generally the largest special forces drill of the year, and it's anti-terrorism, so-called. They need somebody to play the attack against Able Warrior, and I think that's Able Danger. So Able Danger is a group of military intelligence people and special forces who have a stable of, quote, Arab terrorists, unquote, led by the double agent Atta.
And by the way, we have quadruple nexus on that just from the areas, and obviously you're now more informed than I am. It looks like you've gone past my knowledge level on this with even more caveats of knowledge. But clearly, all of these hijackers are in houses with the FBI paying for their houses. When they can't get back in, the government calls the embassy and says they're government operatives in an anti-terror operation. They're trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station, a defense language school.
all of this, clearly, they were government agents taking part in what they thought was a drill. Webster, stay there. And now you've come out with some of these Amalgam, Virgo, and other drills with the details. It's just unbelievable. I mean, folks, on its face, a bunch of the hijackers trained in a super-secret spy school in Monterey, California. And the dean goes public and says the government did it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have that shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk, it didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cartavite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Tarpley here in just a moment. Toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Right here on the GCN Radio Network, the Genesis Communication Radio Network, often imitated, never duplicated. 1-800-259-9231. Before we go back to Webster Tarpley, I've had him many times over the years. I just thought, you know, I got an online bookstore and video store. Why don't I just carry Synthetic Terror? It's such a good book, and I've read the first edition. I'm just now reading the second edition. It's even longer and thicker. It's 511 pages long, and it is $17.95 up on Infowars.com on the secure online shopping cart right now. By the way, you can get my mini-series video, 9/11. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, that is just a little over 3 hours long. You can get it for $29.95. Now, normally, martial law is $24.95. So for, $5 more, you end up getting Synthetic Terror. Yes, if you want Synthetic Terror by itself,
It is $17.95, and boy, well worth it. You got to get it. But if you haven't gotten Martial Law yet, or you want to save a lot of money, and you've already got Martial Law, buy Martial Law with Synthetic Terror and save a lot of money on both the DVD and on the book, and give the DVD as a gift, and then read the book, and then give the book as a gift, because it's real simple. I lie awake at night thinking about this. If we don't stop these monsters, they're going for broke. They're not going to stop. Again, they've said your pension funds, the bank accounts, your private property. I mean, this isn't just going to be a tyranny that's partial. This is going to be total. They want this tyranny so they can have their way with you. They're conditioning you that secret arrest and FEMA camps and debtor prisons is good. They're conditioning you for all of this new world order, this neo-feudal fascistic world system. So please get Synthetic Terror by itself or with my new film, Martial Law. Martial Law, frankly, I think is my best video. An hour on the police state, the sound cannons, the microwave guns, the hover blimps, the police threatening to arrest us for asking the general public questions, a full hour plus on 9/11. And how the globalists carried it out, and why they carried it out, and Webster and I are a few that have really done the deep research, and he's one of the few people that comes to the same exact conclusions as I do, about the hijackers, the drills, how the globalists did it from all of the evidence. So these two, this video and this book go together nicely. Then we spend a full, almost an hour on the Bohemian Grove, the Skull and Bones, this Nazi Germanic death cult in the Order of Death. So it's three films in one. You can get the film, the miniseries, a documentary, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State with 911 Synthetic Terror, made in the USA, second edition for $29.95. Go to Infowars.com to take advantage of this special and to order it off the secure, safe online shopping cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and 15 cents a day, we have monthly and yearly subscriptions. You can watch all of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports. You can also see my special video reports I do in studio when I have guests in studio. Going up this week is going to be Tex Mars and, of course, David Stahl with the National Toll Road Control Grid. That'll all be up there, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions, give you the mailing address, or send you out a free brochure, or take your order, and that's 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Please take action. And when you get my videos, you're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. That's where the real power is. You, the listener, getting the video, making 10, 15 copies, giving them to opinion makers in your area, it is ultra massive. I want to commend those that have done it, and I want to ask those that have the videos and haven't made copies to please make copies, and if you haven't gotten the videos, get them today and expose these murdering terrorists. Before we get back into 9/11, Webster Tarpley, and your incredible book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, I wanted to specifically talk to you about what the globalists want to build, who they are, what they want to do. Let's stop talking about 9/11. For a while, because I want to get into something we haven't talked a lot about on the show that I see you as one of the foremost experts. See, I never listen to experts. What I do is I go out and do my own original research in a wide spectrum. And mainly I see the trade publications and industry publications is where you'll really learn the truth. And then I go out and look at others who have the similar take, similar view, because they've done good research. And then I learn even more from the research that you and others have done. And your research on the British oligarchy married into the Dutch and the Germanic royal families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. I mean, these really are the people that own and run our society. I want your expertise on who they are, how their system operates, and what their goal is, if they have their way, what life's going to be like.
Well, I think you're dealing as the global enemy with finance oligarchs, in other words, financiers. British and U.S. society is not run by priests or generals or bureaucrats or demagogues. When you get to the final power, the locus of final power is in the banking system, financiers, Wall Street, and the City of London. And their idea is to create an empire, a worldwide single empire based on that. Now, there had been some resistance in Western Europe in the past couple of years, but the resistance of France for the moment has collapsed, with Chirac threatening to use nuclear weapons against Iran, and German resistance has also collapsed with the coming of this woman, Merkel, to be the Prime Minister of Germany. Right now, I think you have some resistance from disorganized forces in the Arab world, but mainly it's Russia. That's your resistance force number one.
By the way, those are called rogue states.
Those are rogue states, and then, of course, China. So China and what Ivashov has suggested is the Shanghai Cooperation Organization become the nucleus for resistance against this. Now, this is obviously full of problems because in some ways these systems are not that much better than the Anglo-American one, but just the fact of having opposition and conflict between them would, I think, have some positive effects. We might be better off with that than any other way. He wants to have Russia and China be joined by India, Iran, and others. But now let's just, in terms of what their plans are, the main script that they're operating from is the Samuel Huntington Clash of Civilizations from the 1990s. And he says there are two main enemies. The Arabs and the Islamic world are an enemy because their population is growing so fast. They threaten to use the resources that the London and New York people want to steal. And then secondly, you've always got China because of its very high economic development rate, right? 10%, 12%, nothing that can be matched by any country in the Western world. And then we have to add the Wolfowitz Doctrine of 1992, which says that Russia, because of its military power, will always be your enemy. So there it is. The Arabs and Islam because of...
Let's stop right there, though, and go back to this high-level Russian general who you know personally. Let's talk about some of his credentials and then the paper he put out, which is how the military-industrial complex staged this attack to mobilize their population.
Quite right, and that's General Ivashov. General Ivashov is a patriotic Russian general. He was the person who seized Pristina Airport back in 1999 when Wesley Clark went nuts and wanted to kick the Russian forces off that airfield.
Well, wanted to attack them and start World War III.
Yeah, that's right. And General Sir Michael Jackson sent back to Wesley Clark, I'm not going to start World War III for you. Let's just remember that General Wesley Clark is Michael Moore's preferred candidate for president. So that puts a number of things into interesting perspective. So this is Ivashov, and he basically says that the only source for large-scale international terrorism is intelligence agencies, that Al-Qaeda and company cannot be the real source of this because they just don't have the ability, and thirdly, that the only force that does is the U.S. and the British. Well, he's diplomatic in the way he puts it, but the idea is the U.S. and the British, and he says that the desire to have September 11th emerged at the point where the tensions of the financial system emerge, and what I read into that is the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the U.S.-British dollar-based banking system, and all of that.
Zygmunt Brzezinski said this back in 97. Either they go to the next level of tyranny and attack everybody, or the fiat currency system implodes.
Right, the dollar, exactly. So the whole dollar-based system, and we have to talk about the Iranian oil bourse as a key threat to that, because that is the one strategic thing that Iran offers in the middle of all this.
Okay, now let's stop right there because I want to digress for a minute. I mean, I know for a fact, and I've seen the old CIA section chief on History Channel, I'll never forget about 5 years ago, admit that they actually helped put Mao into power and helped kick out the nationalists. Now, I already knew that, but to have them admit it, I know that, you know, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers for many decades with the Soviets really owned a lot of the factories. Whenever oligarchs get arrested by Putin, it turns out they're really front men for Lord Rothschild out of London. That's even in big British newspapers. Financial Times of London admits it. And so when you talk about, this bipolar world, how, you know, the Arabs aren't great either, but at least it's some impediment or speed bump to this New World Order juggernaut, yes, but I see a level above that. That's why these globalists are such masters. I see them actually, I saw a paper 5-6 years ago where it said the people are going to wake up to the fact that there's a world government forming and world taxation. Kofi Annan just announced that in Davos yesterday, this whole, you know, program for world taxation, which they've already
already been pushing, but now it's openly being announced, the gauntlet's down. And then I see the very same financial interest in London actually pushing for that world tax and for it to be paid to people like China and Russia. I see the UN giving China awards for its forced abortion and infanticide. So I really, you know, only see this false projection of a bipolar world where they're giving us a false choice where Russia and China lead the New World Order, thus destroying any real choice and just packaging one choice as two choices.
Well, I'm far from saying that that's any definitive way out of things. I simply would say what you've had for the past 15 years is the U.S. and the British running wild, crushing all resistance, and now the neocons want to take that to the ultimate level of attacking Iran. When they attack Iran, they're going to kill some of the 3,700 Russians that are there and the Chinese that are there, and I suspect you'll see that the system, even though there are oligarchs on both sides who would like to have a single empire, the idea of the single empire appeals to oligarchs everywhere, even the ones who are going to be the junior partners. But I think the world is too unstable for that to happen. In other words, that what you've said
is the same thing with the Roman Empire, where you'd have the Eastern and Western Empire, and they're always killing each other.
Yes, but I think that the political reality of today's world is richer and more complicated than that. So I wouldn't despair that there's no way out. And the way out of it always is your own political mobilization, right? What you as an individual can do, what you can join with others to do. There's plenty to do. For example, we have these drills coming up, right? You have war drills, terror drills. How do you stop those from becoming terrorist provocations? Well, what you do is you denounce them, you expose them, you protest them, you get ecologists, you can get radical environmentalists to do positive things. You can get not-in-my-backyard activists to do positive things, saying, we don't want these drills in our area.
So basically, one way or another, by hook or crook, you put light on the cover ops, blow their cover, and then blow their ops.
Right. These are cockroaches, after all. You turn the light on, they scurry away. They don't want the publicity. Even now, I think there's still ample room for the role of public opinion and the role of political mobilization. Because remember, political mobilization has not been tried. We've had 30 years of stupefied passivity by the
vast majority.
Well, it's
more than that. They've got infiltrators that the minute anybody sticks their head up above ground level, they go, look, they're bad, or look, they're making money, or look, they're... And then we trace them right back to the Pentagon.
And, of course, they're conspiracy theorists, too, if you have anything to protest. But I think that would be the way out. And I think that there's also a lot of opinion around the world in that direction.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, I see it as a bigger thing. Simply exposing the fact, I mean, clearly those Russian mass shootings, it's now even come out, those are government ops, too. It's not like Russia's some sweet little darling, as you were saying earlier.
Clearly not. No, that's not even the idea.
Sure. But I mean, it's just a truly bipolar world, not a monopolar world. But I see it as just having a mass renaissance and awakening to government-sponsored terror. Who's done it in the past? Who has the motive now? Who have we caught doing it? I mean, look. My point is we've caught these governments, our government, doing it over and over and over again, Webster. Then, you know, if somebody, let's say, has robbed banks a bunch, and then the person fits the M.O., and we find out they live on our street, the bank robbers should be questioned first, not the whole population. And so if the government's been caught doing it over and over again, and they've got the motive, then we should go talk to them.
I agree. Last July, we had a meeting here in Washington, D.C. at American University, and out of that came the Independent International Truth Commission's drill monitoring function, which is it has been mediated through a couple of websites. One is total411.info. That gives you a kind of a tabloid version of the drills that may be coming.
That's a good site.
And then if you want to have all the details, right, encyclopedic detail of the drills that are coming, team8plus.org, T-E-A-M, the number 8, P-L-U-S.org. And there you have the whole thing, every bird flu drill that's happening on the coast of Asia and everything else. Things, but you have to pay attention to all of them because you never know which is the one.
Let me bring this up to you, Webster. Most of the government is not evil people, but they're brainwashed, they're compartmentalized, they're very simple. Just like the general public, they're very naive. But as this awakening takes place, and I'm seeing an acceleration in the awakening out there, I mean, I don't know if you're seeing that, I'm going to get your take on it. But as we see this awakening take place, isn't it going to get harder and harder for the New World Order crowd to execute these operations because so many of their own people are wise and know what to look for?
Well, I think that's sometimes an unreliable read to lean on, because it can actually be right. There is some institutional resistance inside the federal government structures on the part of primarily traditionalists or real conservatives, as distinct from fascist neoconservatives who don't share this this outlook. I think there's certainly the possibility that some resistance can come in. In terms of the bigger picture, I'll just cite you Samuel Huntington, the guy that I just talked about, writing back in the early 1980s, and I remember it struck me very much at the time when I saw it. Samuel Huntington said that he expected a political upsurge in the United States sometime in the second decade of the 21st century. So sometime between 2010 and 2020, he thought that there would be what he called a creedal passion period. In other words, a time when people become very focused on the abuses of government. They're fed up with government overreaching. They want to go back to equality, freedom, and the other founding values.
And the globalists understand these societal trends. They're trying to head it off at the pass.
Yes, and that's of course what Samuel Huntington is telling you in the 1980s. He says, what we have to do now is get ready to turn that creedal passion period into a dictatorship. It'll become the opportunity to create a dictatorial, authoritarian, or totalitarian government. And I would say we, on the other side, have to be aware that such an upsurge is coming. We haven't.
You know, that's what I think people don't get, and I want you to finish here in a second or after the break, because it just sounds like it's a key point. People have to be aware the globalists, they write books all the time where they call us slaves and talk about and taking our rights. I don't think some of the listeners realize that, Webster.
No, but they do. They do. And you can see it in Samuel Huntington's book from the early 1980s. The discussion of the creedal passion period coming up after 2010.
Stay there. I want to. You were saying that we have to realize that and do something. I want to hear what that something is on the other side. And we'll take calls a lot more on 9/11 coming up with an amazing individual, Webster Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Populations, but more than just heartless, you have to enjoy it in many cases. And royals throughout history, didn't matter whether they were Asian or European or African or American, the Mesoamericans, they just enjoyed mass killing, torture, sacrifice, enslavement. It was their exercise. It was an exercise in fear. And so there was no one there to tell them no or to stop. And you look at what the globalists say, what they do. They want to build a world without choice, a world without freedom, and a world in which they want to reduce our populations by 80 to 95%. I mean, this is declassified. So later in the next hour, I want to talk to Webster about that as well and get into all this domestic propaganda. I know we have Elijah and Maggie and Brian and Dean and everybody else and Richard. We're about to go to Maggie, who's been holding for eons, but Webster... Now, you were trying to make a point about this revolutionary period against tyranny that they, some of their big brains were scoping decades ago, and you were saying we need to be aware of that and do what?
Well, you have to have political, first of all, you have to have that perspective. You've got to think in terms of decades rather than just what's going to work for the next month. And you've got to have political education. In terms of political education, I'd just like to cite one thing, was what Bush was going to ask for in the post 9/11 resolution, and this has just come out now in December. When the 9/11 took place, there was going to be this congressional resolution, and it was going to be the basis of the attack on Afghanistan. Bush asked the Congress for the power to, quote, deter and preempt any future acts of terrorism or aggression against the United States. Now, that's a very sweeping declaration of war against the universe. So the Congress said, no, we'll give you all necessary and appropriate force against those nations, organizations, or persons who...
I mean, this sounds like the plot of Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Well, let me just give you the last one. What Bush wanted, now this is the most important of these quotes. Bush asked the Congress to give him, quote, to authorize all necessary and appropriate force in the United States and against those nations, organizations, or persons the President determines, planned, authorized, committed or aided 9/11.
And he didn't get that, but now
no.
Now he is by fiat declaring the Caesar power and saying, I can do whatever I want. And John Yoo and his attorney general, Alberto Gonzalez, have written that in memos. I'm sure you've heard the Yoo clip from the CFR meeting in Chicago. We'll talk about that then.
Well, these are basically Nazis. These are followers of Carl Schmitt. They say that they're inspired by Madison or Hamilton or whatever it is. It's a lot of baloney. They're going back to the man that you can only describe as Hitler's lawyer, Carl Schmitt, the guy who gave Hitler advice on how to have a coup in Prussia and then how to have a coup in Germany.
But for those that don't know, they're saying the president can torture small children. I mean, it actually says that. He can commit genocide.
The version, the way that Carl Schmitt summed it up was, if you want to attack your own cities with poison gas to restore order, that's fine. That's all in my book, the discussion of Carl Schmitt as the model for the neocons.
By the way, that's in U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Subsection B. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Let's take a call from Maggie real quick. Maggie in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was talking to somebody who has contacts within the resident Brazilian community in London, and who also had happened to be traveling in London around the time of those bombings. And he said that he had been able to talk to some of de Mendez's circle of friends and acquaintances. So I asked him what they told him, and he said, well, one thing that kept coming up was how much he loved his work and how he had always wanted to be an electrician ever since he was a very little kid, putting stuff together from kits and so on. Well, it occurred to me that if he was that devoted to his work, he was probably very good at it, perhaps even one of the best. And don't
we're talking about the general, the gentleman who was shot a whole bunch there in the tube. Stay there. We'll let you comment on that and finish up with that when we get back. Stay with us. Third hour straight ahead.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.